Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WYPR reporting staff. Karen, we have a University of Maryland report on fracking. And, of course, it's a big political issue. And we're interested in what the report says, because it's on, as you've said, it's on a continuum of reports about this issue. And we need to get to what the two candidates for governor say.
Well, not surprisingly, this report, which has been a couple years in the making, has said that there are serious potential threats to air pollution, water pollution, even the healthcare system of Western Maryland counties, unless extreme safeguards are taken.
And so what are these two candidates who want to be in charge of a Maryland that has fracking, what do they say about it?
Well, what they have said thus far is that they're committed to safety. I mean, Lieutenant Governor Brown takes credit for the O'Malley administration's decision to study this issue thoroughly before taking a position. Now, O'Malley, conveniently, of course, will be on to greater things by the time a final report is issued later this fall. Brown takes credit for that and says that the possibility of jobs, economic development is very enticing, but we're not going to do it unless it can be done safely.
But you're not getting either of the candidates to really come forward and respond to the report.
No, neither one of them, as far as I can tell, has responded to the report that came out this week. We have comments from them from an earlier questionnaire that WYPR posed in the primary, and I think their answers still kind of speak for themselves. Larry Hogan, the Republican nominee, kind of knocked the O'Malley-Brown administration for delaying, politicizing the issue and delaying any decision with this study, when you could argue that perhaps there was some of that on O'Malley's part. And Hogan has said that contended that other states have worked with environmental groups to put in the kind of safeguards that Maryland needs, and so he's advocating doing something like that. Again, though, neither one of them have spoken, as far as I can tell, on this issue since this version of the report, which is kind of still in review, was released on Monday.
You know, the campaign is just underway, and I'm guessing that before we get to the end, we'll know a little bit more.
If I may say this, this is a classic contrast between what everybody agrees is the top issue of the campaign, which is jobs, the economy, and so forth. But environmental concerns are also very important among the Maryland electorate. And Larry Hogan has made clear in a number of ways through advertisements and proposals he's put out that he is trying to get at least a portion of that greenie vote. So I think we may be hearing a lot more about this.
It seems to me you're right, Karen. Thanks. We'll get back to it for sure.
All right. You're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.